Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
I
know how your Tuesday was.
It was amazing.
Yeah. You know what I mean? He was on the corner with the folk on Tuesday, so I know how that was.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know I always got a Metro bus story or a transit train or whatever. Girl, I'm telling you. These little kids were on there, and it seemed like it's always kids, you know what I mean? But these little kids were on there, and Treece, they playing tag, they jumping all around. And I was getting ready to say something to them. And when I was a young boy, I had this babysitter named Miss Jones. You know, and Miss Jones was the type that used to make us eat castor oil, drink castor oil, rather. And one of them old ladies. And this old Miss Jones appeared on that train this evening. Do you hear me? Yes. Girl, she stood up. She pulled her belt out. And she told them, as loud as on, look here, if y'all don't sit down, I'm getting ready to whoop some ass. And she said it just like that. And one little boy, you know, it's always one that tries to, you know, show off or whatever. He come out from, he ain't gonna do nothing to me, old lady. I'm, you don't know me. You ain't my mother. She said no, but I'm gonna take the place of your mother for 5 good minutes. I'm gonna wail on that little ass for 5 minutes.
No.
And all the other kids, they must have had a Miss Jones in their life too, because they sat down and they got quiet. I mean, they was not messing with that old lady, you know, and it was something that was kind of, you know, now that I think about it, I'm replaying the whole thing in my mind. It was an older guy on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like laughing and taunting and teasing, you know, the kid. And that old lady looked over there at him and said, "You can get that ass whooped too." You know what I'm saying?
Yes, Grandma. Nobody
said, "You can get that ass." Yeah, yeah. She's like, it's enough to go around. You can get that ass whooped too. And he, no, ma'am. I don't want that. I'm like, that's the problem right there. You know? That's the problem. We want to throw it on these kids and blame these kids. It's these half-hearted, half-thinking adults that are making this situation what it is, you know? But, yeah, I had to say that with y'all, you know. Miss Jones wasn't playing. Miss Jones and the actual Mrs. Jones in my life, she's deceased, but she came back to life on that trade today. You understand me? She
yes,
was
Lord.
Not faking. She was not faking. She's Miss Jones.
Good job for her. Good for her.
Man.
Good for her. Taking a stand.
I remember one time Miss Jones' son, we had left our lunch over there, you know, over the babysitter's house. And her son ate my lunch. And I told my mother that her son ate my lunch, and my mother went and said something to Ms. Jones. Boy, Ms. Jones said, "Oh, you want to be a snitch, huh?"
Uh-oh.
It's okay. I don't see nothing wrong with my son eating what's in my refrigerator. I said, "But that was our lunch." He said, "You say one more thing, and that's your ass." And guess what? I ain't say another word, girl. I was like, okay, mom's the word. Next day, my own one go, Miss Jones. Anyway, that was it. On the corner, Tails Corner, we will discuss the latest happenings in this early NBA season. What do you think is going on with the Nets? I know they're in third place, but I'm seeing dysfunction with those guys. Is Kyrie Irving not being there really causing, you know, the turmoil that I believe? We're going to discuss Lonzo Ball and finding his basketball heaven. Do you hear me? Lonzo Ball found his basketball heaven in Chicago, dropping 27 points. 27 points on his former Lakers team. And I know we glossed over this on Tuesday, but this brought something else to my attention, and we're going to discuss that. We're going to discuss week 11 of the NFL season, starting with tonight's game between the Patriots and the Falcons. Lady C will present her week 11 version of We Pick 'Em. All these topics and much, so much more here on Tales Corner. We want y'all to stay with us. I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm getting ahead of myself. Tree, do you have anything you want to open up with? I'm sorry.
No. You know, I'll be fine with it. It's all good.
We can open up just like you said. We good with the basketball, and then we moving on along. We good. I'm good with that.
All right. Well, since Tree's good, Kale good. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Hey, boy. Would you meet me on the roof tonight? I got a surprise for you.
About I love them girls.
Yeah.
Lonzo. Y'all know me, Lonzo. Lonzo, let's go. Go ahead to do your thing. That's your man.
No,
your
you
thing.
Go ahead and pop them out there. I'm just gonna pay you back off for you. Go ahead and pop them out there, cause Lonzo Ball. I don't want the people to think that I'm just bragging, cause that's my team. So I'm just gonna back you up.
Who cares? I brag on Heineken. I brag on Scary Terry. I brag on Bill. I brag on everybody. Everybody wearing a Washington uniform. Ovechkin, Sturgeon when he was wearing a uniform.
Yeah.
But anyway, Alonzo Ball is balling. And now that he's gotten that title, or that stigma off of his name, that his own father plays there, you know, saying that he's better than Steph Curry and, you know, all the unnecessary bragging that he did about Lonzo, which made kind of side eye at Lonzo. Now he's with Chicago. I mean, this young man, it ain't nothing you can say, but he's balling. He's balling. He has literally found his basketball heaven. His basketball heaven in Chicago, you know, and he's loving it. He's loving it. And you know, I have to think of a saying, you know, sometimes change of scenery is all a player needs. Well, I'm going to go one step further with this, because it was a change of scenery plus his father shutting the hell up that has really boosted Lonzo's bravado, his character, his assurance in himself, you know, and I'm just like, wow. I mean, and for those of you who missed it, he really put on a show for them ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it was minus LeBron. You know, I'll be the first to admit that it was minus LeBron, but I don't think there was much LeBron could have done to change the outcome of that game, because that Chicago team is playing ball right now together as a team, you know.
Right.
And we all know when it comes to the Lakers, the word is they're still trying to find, still
right.
trying to mesh as a unit. I can't say it enough. I can't say it enough. It's refreshing. It's refreshing to see this young man, you know,
mm-hmm.
Because I was almost to the point where I was going to say, you know, well, can he play at all? Especially
right.
with his little brother LaMelo down in Charlotte doing the damn thing. But
yeah.
I think Lonzo was the test dummy, if I may say so. And LaMelo was the actual, I'm not going to put my foot in my mouth again example, you know, because you don't hear his father, you know, making all of these crazy pronunciations on LaMelo and LaMelo's game, you know what I mean, like he did Lonzo. So, I mean, hey, and you know, speaking of LaMelo, them dudes gave it to the Wizards last night.
Yeah.
you know, we all have heard me talk about my Wizards team and just how good these guys are playing. Last night, it was like, you know, we were missing something. We needed that. And quick news flash for those who didn't know, the reason Bradley Beal was not in attendance or has not been in attendance the past few games, he was there last night, yeah, but the past few games he hasn't been in attendance because his grandmother passed, you know. So
rest in heaven
to his grandmother. But back to Lonzo Ball, it is just so refreshing to see this young man, you know, start the party train, for real. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, the party train of players who LeBron has personally gotten out of L.A., coming back and embarrassing L.A. And, yeah, I know, because the Ball put up 27 points against L.A., there was something with L.A. that wouldn't allow him to do that type of work. And I'm saying, man, and please back me up here. I think it was that pressure of playing with LeBron. I think it was
that
pressure of playing with LeBron.
He was put more on the back burner. Like, they was not really giving him the ball like he needed the ball. And it was just too many ball handlers, I think, on that team. At that time.
Okay. I mean,
but let me tell you about Lonzo. LaMelo, when they first got into the NBA, Lonzo was first. And his father, when he was loud and boisterous and was talking all crazy, but those are his kids. He's supposed to be loud and, I guess, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new age.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. Saying is, he said that when LaMelo Ball gets to the NBA, that's when y'all going to really see it turn up, because LaMelo Ball is the better of all three of them. If you go back and listen to some of his rants, that he was ranting and going off and saying those stuff, he was going off about really LaMelo getting to the NBA. He know that Lonzo can ball, and he was throwing out all these wild accusations that he's better than this person and he's better than that person. He was doing all that. But let me tell you, when he was in L.A., I don't think he wasn't conforming, I guess, to the plan that they had in place. So LeBron got rid of him. He went to New Orleans. He stayed in New Orleans for 2 years. And you really didn't hear too much about him, New Orleans. I mean, he had some good games here and there. But for those 2 years, you really didn't hear anything from him. But now that he's with Chicago and a team that needing his skills and wanting his skills and saying, we appreciate you for what you're doing. So now that we got somebody praising you, we praising him, he feel like he needs to do more. So that's the Lonzo that I want. I want this Lonzo right here, the Lonzo that everybody counted out. He brought along Alex Caruso with him, and they dogged him.
Right. Let me address something you just said. This young man is and wanted to be, judging by what we're seeing now, his own entity, excuse me. Meaning, he wanted his work to build his name. And if his father, if what you're saying is, and if I'm taking it correctly, his father should be ashamed of himself. He really should. Because you use Lonzo and you put all this pressure on Lonzo when LaMelo was the one for real that you thought would have the monstrous career in the league. And if you did that, shame on you.
You know what, Kel? I don't want you to be too hard on him because he said that all three of his kids can play. He said all of them can play. He said I'm hard on all of them. He said that's just how I treat them. I treat them all the same. He said, but I can see he got a better, I guess, shot at longevity. I guess you want to say. Because he go hard and he can play hard.
For you to know. All of that, but this, that. He should not have said that. He should not have said that. Because now, guess what? Your other two sons aren't going to be viewed as they should. They're going to be viewed with that butt in front of their name at all times, or at the end of their name in a sentence at all times. You should not. Why would you discredit them before they even step on the court?
You know what?
I'm not embellishing, but I'm just
not really quoting his words verbatim. I'm just saying them in my own words.
I do remember. I'm with you.
Yeah.
But I do remember him putting emphasis. I do remember him putting emphasis. Like, when my son LaMelo come out, he didn't say but he took the attention off of the other boys and put it all on LaMelo.
Right.
Why? I don't know. I hear all the time parents have favorites. You know, parents have kids that are their favorite. I hear that all the time. When you have your kids in an atmosphere like the NBA, your favorite should not be played out or shown in an interview or whatever to whomever. Now, if you and your boys sitting around the table at home, you can say whatever you want to say because it's just y'all. And 9 times out of 10, whatever you're saying, they probably heard it already. You know, or even discussed it. But you, I mean, it's just, you know, another reason why LeVar Ball will never, ever win the Father of the Year award in my book. Because, I mean, that was, to me, you know, and kudos to Lonzo, because you know what? I will give LeVar Ball one attaboy, because he said his sons were tough. And it took a tough young man to overcome all the things that he had to, even though some might say, well, it was just his father. That's enough for some people. That's enough for some people. You have people so hard-pressed prove themselves and make their parents proud, you know, that they end up giving up because they feel like they never can. No matter how good he's playing, no matter how much DMV tail or treat say, you know, oh, LeVar Ball, that man. I mean, excuse me. Which one are we talking about? Lonzo Ball, that man. Lonzo Ball, that man. You know, he this and he that. That still, you know, may not mean nothing to him, because you know why? The person he wants to congratulate him, the person he wants to notice him, is not giving him that notoriety. It's not congratulating him. Let's go to my man, Lou. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Lou.
Good evening.
Hello.
How you feel? What you think?
No, I'm just catching up on an article here. So.
Huh?
I'm just catching up on an article that's catching my attention.
Okay.
All right, no problem. Let's go to my man, Tang. What's up, Tang?
Cheers, calling the family. How y'all doing today? Much love and respect.
What's up, Tang?
Let's see. What it do, young lady? What's up, big bro?
Yeah. Everything greasy, baby. Everything greasy, gravy, and good. What's up with
you? Man, I can't call it, man. I just got in on the tail end of it, which y'all was really talking about. I heard you talking about Lonzo Ball.
Yeah.
Hey,
about
the ball is out of control.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I always like the Lonzo Ball. I always like the Lonzo Ball. When he first came in the league, you saw the potential he had, you know what I'm saying? Even though his father was, you know. But I don't really blame his father. He just is promoting the hell out of his son, you know what I'm saying, trying to get him up there. Because I never heard his son say nothing out of their mouth, none of them.
None of them,
they just go out there and ball. Ever since they've been in the league, all three of them, when they got there, they just ball, man. They don't open their mouth. They just play ball, what they love to do.
Yeah.
That's what I noticed ever since I've been seeing them in the league. I don't see them talking and running their mouth about nothing.
That's what I respect about them. They may got some choice of women that people may not agree with, but who agree with anybody's choice or whoever? So that ain't got nothing to do with us. We talking about what happens on the basketball court. That's all we care about.
Yeah, I'm definitely not worried about that.
They all do a wonderful job at that. They do a wonderful job at their job, doing their job.
Yes, they do.
Right. Let's bring my man to the chair, man. Uncle Bird.
All right. What's happening, everybody?
Hey, how
listen,
you doing today,
baby? I'm doing great, man. I love this Friday. I ain't mad at Richard Williams or Lonzo Ball for promoting your kids and saying that your kids are going to be great. You know, like you said, I never heard the kids say anything negative or anything. The father said, hey,
they're
going to be good.
Father.
Yeah, we're going to be good. They going to be good, and I'm going to get them in the NBA, and all except for the one that's still over in Europe who's having a good year.
He's making good money, so we ain't care.
Exactly. And as far as the Ball brother in Chicago, I think he finally with the team that needs his type of game.
That's,
you know,
that's it. That's
he's not a guy that's going to go out and give you 40 points a game. L.A. and Lonzo, man, forget it. I'm not Lonzo. LeBron. LeBron ran that boy out of California. But he's with Chicago now, and he's playing good.
We thank him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right. He's playing good. And something I want to say real quick, Kim, that you said about the older brother and the next brother. I was the oldest, and my brother came, you know, right after me. I could play baseball good, but he was much better than me because I was the test subject. I was out there, and like you said, the big brother gets what you got first, and then you start tooling the second one coming along. The second brother is better than both of them so far, from what I can see. But he's with the right team in Chicago. I admire
his father. That's the oldest brother. That's Lonzo. He's the oldest one.
Yeah, no, I'm saying the second brother, the middle brother, is much better than all three of them, I meant to say.
The one overseas? Because that's the
overseas. That's the middle brother is the one overseas?
Yeah.
The youngest one is
Lonzo. Lonzo, LaMelo.
And LaMelo.
Is it Lamar?
LiAngelo.
Yeah,
Europe is LiAngelo.
Yep, and that's the second brother. Melo is the third one.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, my bad then.
But see, I just don't, and I understand what you're saying of 57, because I too have a twin, and my brother is 6 minutes older than me. And even with us having the same birthday and being twins, he was still viewed as the older brother. He was still put in a place of the older brother. What I'm always saying is...
Wait a minute, kid. Let me make this correction because 57 was right. Melo is the middle child, and LiAngelo Ball is the last child. So 57 is correct. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. No problem. Good.
It's just, think of all did a disservice to his son. Yes. Because he put expectations, especially on Lonzo. He put expectations on this young man that weren't even necessary. Let him play. Just let him play and do his thing. I understand you was trying to start up a brand, and you were trying to get shoes and clothing line and all of that. I understand all of that. But you doing that on the sweat and work of your son. You're doing that on them, and because of the trials and the tribulations that Lonzo faced in L.A. at the start of his career, it made people look at Lonzo kind of side-eye. Now, with Chicago, he's getting the necessary praise and everybody is understanding. But I mean, look, like you just said, Tree, he started with the Lakers, he went to New Orleans, and now he's finally with Chicago. That's three teams. That's three teams. So we can say that pressure that his father put on him caused him to bounce around.
But I don't think his father put no pressure on him.
I don't think his father put no pressure on him.
I'm looking at because the ages on there, and the ages are Lonzo Ball is 24, LiAngelo Ball is 22, and LaMelo is 20. So I was right.
Okay.
I just wanted to clear that up.
Go ahead, Frank. What were you saying?
I really don't think that his father put no pressure on them, because I never really seen them, none of them under pressure. I mean, you know, his first years, I see him had to grow, but once he made it over to New Orleans, I just think if they had some better players down there, he probably would have been a good fit down there. But I really don't see no pressure on them, because they went through they didn't even have no pressure back then. I just don't really see no pressure put on them through their father.
Well, you know, I'm going to say this, man. If, you know, if he's something else, if he was like the Jackson family, you know, our father made us do this, our father made us do that, you don't hear that from these guys. You don't hear their father did exactly what he said he was going to do. He made his family rich. His sons are rich and in the NBA. That's what he said was going to happen. They were going to be rich and playing in the NBA. All except one is in the NBA. You know? And ain't nobody saying nothing bad about him. As far as the sons go.
They already had money anyway. Them boys was driving the schools in Bentley, man, when they was in high school.
Exactly. And do you think that them boys would have went on and played in the NBA without their father's verbal assistance?
Yeah. Yeah. I think they wanted it. Yeah. I think they was happy that their father was doing that. I think they was happy that their father was doing that. They just, that's why they stayed so humble.
No.
They let their father be the mouthpiece.
You know what? They never said it, but when you watch the father in press conferences, those kids were uncomfortable, man. Those kids were uncomfortable as hell. They didn't say anything. You can look at their body gesturing and their movements. They did not like, they didn't feel all of that. They weren't cool with all of that.
Let me say this to you,
Kale. They just was used to it. They know their father. They know their father how he going to act. This ain't the first time he didn't show up.
He was doing
it in high school. Right. So they know. They know. So they already, you know, uncomfortable and you in their vocabulary. That's not
the
problem.
But let me tell you something.
We're not saying it makes it right. But what we're saying is that I understand them not responding, because they know if they respond a certain way, then it's just going to escalate the certain situation for them and whoever he's talking to. They already know they've been through it. They know their father. They're not going to go
and
into
some
it.
Some people don't want to hear you say, I'm going to
be
the greatest.
They at each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
They don't want that.
They don't want that. They don't want to hear, I'm going to be the greatest.
They know their father's going to win. He's going to win that argument, honey. Believe that.
Yep.
And they don't want to go against their dad.
Ex-Marine.
So their dad was a bully. So he bullied
No,
them.
He was an ex-Marine, and he was just
forceful. He only bullied his kids. They ain't scared of him. They just don't want to have no pick your fight. Pick your fight.
That's
now,
bullying.
Be careful. Just pick your
That's
fight.
That's bullying. And everybody you named except for the younger one, is a grown man. Is a grown man with his own opinion, and his own thoughts. That's bullying all day. That is bullying. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm
you don't hear
nothing
negative about him. You don't hear nothing negative about him in the press.
I don't bully mine.
No, you don't.
That's what I was saying. Like, you just never heard nothing negative. You know, everybody knew who his father was. He was like that all his life. Everybody knew it. That's why they didn't really make nothing out big out of it. They knew his mouth was loud and boisterous, and
he
was going to talk about his son.
Do y'all remember the Lakers were getting ready to cut that boy over his father?
Yeah, but Is that right to cut somebody for somebody's parents saying something that you ain't never said not one word?
Magic Johnson,
performance is better than average.
It wasn't. And Magic Johnson did not like the fact that LeVar Ball was putting out team business. That ain't got nothing to do with his son and on the court.
Right. That ain't got nothing to do with him. That's right.
Dude, you overstepped your boundaries. Why? You overstepped your boundaries because you was a bully. You were bullying.
Magic Johnson
boys,
was
huh?
a bully. Magic Johnson was trying to bully the ball
He got fired too, so.
Yeah, he got fired. He got fired.
So
and 57, I don't understand where you get that from. But, you know, that Magic Johnson was bullying LeVar Ball.
I mean, look what he wanted to do to LeVar Ball because of what he said and what he wanted to do. I mean, this ain't Magic's time anymore. You got
to
realize these young guys out here running the NBA now, he's not running the NBA anymore. You know,
the only thing he could be upset about is what he was upset about
2 weeks ago.
At the time, Magic Johnson was a liaison to the team. At the time, so any Laker business, he does have a right, and he is a part of.
Was that Laker business though? Was that Laker business,
yeah,
though?
The
LeVar Ball wasn't playing
hell,
for the Lakers?
I mean, LeVar Ball wasn't playing
for the Lakers?
No, but he was putting Laker business out. He was going through the press asking for trade for his son.
We all do that. We all, as people that, hit me out, though. Do they really have to respond or, like I said, pick your fight? You could have just let that man keep saying what he want to say. It's up to you whether or not you're going to respond to some foolishness if that's what you think it is. So you as a corporation and a team, you're going to let the media bully you into responding. No.
Let me pose
I'm not going to respond to that. That man ain't got nothing to do with football, I mean basketball right now. No, sir.
Let me pose this question, right?
Free selling
cupcakes, right? For a certain price. Tank comes and say, oh, I don't really like them cupcakes, man. Tank being the inside dude, do you think Treece is going to get what she's asking for with those cupcakes over Tank saying, I ain't really getting down with them jumps like that? No, he's not. I mean, no, you're not.
It depends. Who is Tank? Yeah, Tank might not be anybody at that time.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, his on that subject.
You
know, that's
don't,
all
don't
I'm saying.
That, man. Don't do that, man. We know who Tank is. Everybody knows who Tank is.
But just because you ask Tank, is his cupcake better than these cupcakes?
They are one. Hold on.
But see, first of all, you talking about
and the Lakers.
You always take it to another level. You talking about
no,
a wife
not,
talking they, about a husband going yeah, against his wife for some cupcakes.
57 muted, man. I'm saying they are a unit. One. That's all I'm saying. And if Tank is putting out bad bones about a product that Treece is trying to sell.
Right.
Because we were all under the impression that the Lakers were trying to chop Lonzo Ball. We were all under that impression. Am I wrong?
No. They were chopping them.
Okay, and with his father coming out saying stuff in the media, other GMs heard that, other teams heard that, and said, we're not going to give them what they want. No, they're trying to cut him anyway. He's unhappy there anyway, per the word of his own father. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. If Treece is selling something and Tank, being her husband, comes behind her and say, I ain't really messing with it. Do you think we're going to give Treece the price that she's asking for whatever the product is Jesse Selling since Cupcake caused such a big damn stir. Whatever it is that you're trying to get rid of, no, you're not. We're not. I'm not. There's no way I'm going to give you what you're asking for, this product, after I've already heard that you don't want it. You don't want it.
But this is the thing, though, Kel. I ain't never heard his father talk down on him, on them. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
on
his father always say.
On the Lakers?
Huh?
No. You never heard
his son. His son. But see, that's his.
No.
His
I never said he talked down on his son. He talked down on the organization.
Right.
He talked down on the Laker organization. Not his son. I never said that. Nowhere near that.
Yes.
I said that he spoke badly of the organization, that they weren't doing the right thing by his son, that they're not playing his son in the right position. As a parent, yes, he has all right to say what he feels. But when it comes to the business of the Lakers, no, you don't have a right to say what you feel, because people are taking your words to heart. I mean, am I wrong? Am I crazy? Am I the only one that sees how this will interfere with the business of things?
I hear what you're saying. I do. I take it to heart. I do. But if you already got the reputation, see, what I'm seeing and hearing and throughout the whole thing, his father already, they already know his father. They already know his reputation. They already know, see, people don't know Tank. Even if he was to come out and say some old crazy stuff, contradicting what I'm doing. See, his words got to contradict. Hold on, wait a minute. His words got to contradict what I'm doing. I understand that you focusing on the team that he's with. And, yes, the team don't want to hear that BS all the time. We don't want to hear it. So maybe if we get rid of him, I understand all that you're saying. It all plays a part in everything. Everything is going to be connected at some point. I get it.
They're doing things off the board completely. And all I'm saying is if someone is talking bad about the organization, making the Laker organization not look reputable as we all know them to be,
mm-hmm.
when they go to make a trade, when they go to get rid of this person, people, other teams are not going to give them what they want. Other teams are going to devalue this young man because why? We hear what his father is saying. That's all I'm saying. Y'all taking it too far with the cupcakes and that was just an example.
I understand it was an example. I know that. I knew that was an example. And I feel what you're saying. And it just like I said, it all is going to connect at some point. It all will connect
right.
at some point. It will.
Right. Come on, Marcus. Welcome in.
What's going on, family?
What's going on, Marcus?
Marcus, what it do, baby?
Hey, now, how y'all doing?
All right.
Man, we here, man. It's Friday Eve, man. We here.
Now, man.
Man, it's a good day, man. It's a good day, man. It's a great day, man.
Are you up to speed with the topic, Marcus? You up to speed with what we're
talking about? Yeah, I don't know exactly who you talking about, but I catch the gist. I catch the gist of what y'all are saying. I mean, can you give me some more details as to who it is?
We're just talking about Lonzo Ball and his career with the Lakers, New Orleans, and now with Chicago, and how now with Chicago, he's flurried, and we haven't heard a word from his father now, and Priest brought up the fact that Three, stop me at any time if I'm wrong. But Three brought up the fact that his father had a plan. His father had a plan, and it was to get all of his sons playing in the NBA by throwing all of this hype and getting us all lathered up and ready for Lonzo. I think he put too much pressure on Lonzo. I feel as though it was, if you watch these boys doing the interview, it was sort of like a bully move. It was sort of like I'm going to say this, y'all don't say nothing. You know, and I recall reporters asking the brothers questions and the father jumping in and answering.
Well, I'm glad that you cleared who you're talking about up. I had a feeling you was talking about him. When it comes to that situation, me and my son was just talking about this the other night, as a matter of fact. I think because the father knew that Lonzo don't have the same skill set as Melo, that he was hyping Lonzo, right? From the go. Like that, he did have a plan. I agree with you. But I think it was deeper because I really don't think Lonzo got the skill. You know what I'm saying? He don't have the same type of skill as Melo. Melo nice. You know what I'm saying? He nicer than his brother, in my opinion, you know. So
he definitely said it.
Yeah. And I truly believe that he needed to hype him. Yeah. So that's where I'm at. He needed to hype Lonzo.
Okay.
I think it did have a plan. He did have a plan. But if you really look at it, yeah, he looked better where he at, you know what I'm saying? And that could just be with age and time and different coaching, but it don't matter. He's still in his brother.
Right. No doubt. All right, we're gonna let 57 have the last word on this. Go ahead, 57.
I'm just gonna stay on the side of the. I have no problems with LaVar Ball. But all the sons are rich now. He's rich, you know. So I'm not gonna be upset with him or upset with anybody else. Everybody got their opinion, but his sons are rich. He had a plan, and his sons are rich. We don't say anything. But just because they don't get on TV and brag about it, white people start off with the plan from when their kids are born to make them tennis stars and soccer stars. Yeah. We don't say nothing, you know. But soon as we get on TV and say my son is going to be great, then there's a problem with it. I ain't mad at LaVar.
Well, I'm going to say this and rebuttal to what you just said.
Of course.
I've never seen Andre Agassi's father on TV like I've seen LaVar Ball father.
That's what I just said.
Okay, so don't say that as soon as one of us, we run to this, because we're only...
Hello?
You blinked
out,
you
cut out.
Hello?
So, y'all.
Kale muted itself. But let me say this while we're waiting on Kale to come back. What's the difference of him bragging about his son and you look at a tennis match and they got a whole box full of the whole family sitting there, you know, cheering on their family while they out there trying to win money? What's the difference? They just say... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And you're right, 57. I mean, but honestly, man, when it comes to us, we always have to do more.
Right.
We always have to do more, you know. So I'm not mad at Lonzo Ball right now. He did used to get on my nerves with that stuff, man. I ain't gonna lie. But now when you look at it, I understand why he did it. Yeah, we always have to do more, you know, and it's not fair. Yeah, it's not fair.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the way it is, you know.
Yeah, look at Richard Williams, for instance. you know, they criticized him because he made his daughters go to school before they jumped fully onto the tennis circuit. They criticized him for making them go to school. Come on, man. We can't win.
Yeah.
And when you take them out of school, they do your food.
Okay.
They criticize everything we do.
Everything.
Yes, sir.
Okay. 563-999-3782 well, I guess what he wanted to do was the balls took up that whole segment just there. We'll be. Right
we had a great conversation while you was gone.
Yeah. Okay. So we getting ready to have one without your ass.
Yeah. It's magic, huh? Jay-Z and Lenny Kravitz, and it's a Heavy D production, you bastard. Come on. Hey, yo, stop playing, man. Let's go.
Post Chicano, hold hanging with Bono. You too can live like Sabato Ferragamo. And you too can cool out poolside after Milano. If you too flow like you was out of your mind, yo. The two new dudes that love apple pies from McDonald's will soon be the boss of the Big Apple. Yeah, I know. And who knew dude to play ball for the NBA will make a...
All right. We know 57 here. We know Mark here, Debo. Dang, you with it?
And you know it. They winning.
Nima, you here?
Yeah, I'm here. How you all doing?
Hey,
Nima.
Hey, Nima.
Hey.
How you doing, Nima?
Fine, how are you?
Lou, you there?
I'm right here. Yes.
Okay.
What's up, Lou?
What's up? I got you already. Debo, send a thumbs up if you getting this loud and clear. Lady T, it's time for you to do your thing, baby. I'm sorry. You know what? Don't be mad at me. I'm a blank 57.
Fifty-seven,
man, doing 57 type stuff. That's all I'm saying. You know, we're gonna take it back with us.
Let's do it. So,
I love y'all, man. What happened? He flipped out on us again.
Mm-hmm. I'm here, bam.
Oh, I thought this was going again.
We get a witness. You gotta see this. Yeah. Hey, I remember served sandwiches and crime allowances. But next a nigga with some counterfeit, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lips, in fact I'm down in this. You say with my boobie tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westy World with my base stuff. Ooh, that pussy good, won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty once you let me do the extras. Pull up on your block and break it down, we playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Piss out your per diem, you just gotta hate them funk. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes funk. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk. My left stroke just went viral.
Can I ask a question real quick? Do I have to worry about cursing anymore from what I just heard? Can I go ahead and curse?
How old are you?
Yes, worry about it.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that was a song.
Hey, look, I know we can't curse no more. Neymar is on here now, so we can't curse. I got you.
That's right. Amy's Reese.
Oh, Miss Reese here too?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Miss Reese is on mute, y'all. But she really, she's just on mute.
Okay. See? Boom. There you go. You guys are ready for week 11.
We are moving right along, y'all. I feel like...
Is that what it is?
Oh, my God. Football is just going by so fast. We already on week 11.
Right.
Okay. So, tonight's game, Thursday night football, you guys. We're going to have some Thursday night football. We got the Patriots versus the Falcons. Patriots versus the Falcons, you guys. Come on, 57, start us out.
Patriots.
Come on, Marcus.
Patriots.
Shane.
Patriots.
Kale.
Patriots.
Reese. Falcons. Okay.
Luke,
come on, Luke.
Patriots.
What say you, Mima?
Patriots.
I don't want to.
Debo.
New England.
I'm going Patriots as well.
Hey, where's Ted, man? I miss Ted.
Uh-oh. Ravens versus the Bears. I'm not sure. Ravens versus the Bears, you guys. Ravens versus the Bears. Come on, Kale, why you laughing? Come on.
I'm joking, damn it. I ain't laughing.
I said it didn't sound like no laugh.
Come on, Marcus. Take up for your friend over there. Ravens, Bears. We playing in Chicago.
Ravens.
You said Ravens?
Yes, the Ravens.
Come on, 57.
Ravens.
Come on, Tang.
Ravens.
Yeah, you're going to have to work for that money this week, boy.
Come on, Lou.
Ravens.
Come on, Mima.
Ravens.
Debo.
Ravens.
Come on, Kale.
Ravens.
Reese.
Ravens.
That's a sweet. So everybody pick Ravens. Okay. Mm-hmm. Packers versus Vikings. This is a division game. We are playing in Minnesota, you guys. Packers versus the Minnesota Vikings. Come on, Lou.
Good matchup, nonetheless, but I still think the Packers are going to win. But it's going to be close.
Come on, Mima. Green Bay. Come on, Marcus.
Packers.
Come on, Reese.
Reese is going with the Packers.
Come on, 57.
Packers.
Kane.
Where are they playing at?
Minnesota.
I'm going with.
Boy, I swear.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going with the Vikings, too.
Oh, Lord.
Yay.
I'm going Packers.
At least you don't have to call in and change it.
Colts versus the Bills, you guys. Colts versus the Bills.
You didn't get Debo. You didn't get Debo.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I'm sorry, Debo. Yep.
Packers.
Gotcha. I'm sorry. Colts versus the Bills. And Bills are playing at home. Buffalo Bills, you guys. Come on, start us out, Tang.
Buffalo Bills.
Come on, Miss Reese.
Reese is going Buffalo.
Come on, 57.
Colts.
Come on, Lou.
Bills.
Come on, Mima.
The Bills.
Diva.
Bills.
I'm going Bills. What you going, Kale?
Bills.
Marcus.
Colts.
Okay. That should be a good game, though. All right, you guys. Let's keep it moving right along. Lions versus the Browns. We're playing this game in Cleveland. Lions versus the Browns. Start us off, Marcus.
The Browns.
Come on, Tang.
Cleveland, the Browns.
Come on, Kale.
Brown.
Come on, Lou.
The Browns. Well, the Lions are going to be lucky if we win a game all year. Forget it.
Come on, Mima.
Forget about it.
Come on, Mima. Mima.
Oh, man.
Mima.
The Brown.
Debo.
Debo is going Brown.
Who are they left? Come on, Reed.
Brown.
57.
The dog Pam.
So Browns is sweet. Is another sweet Brown.
Right.
No. Browns is another sweep, you guys. All right, moving right along. We got some Washington football team. Washington football team versus the Carolina Panthers. Cam Newton and the crew against Heineken and the crew. We playing this game in North Carolina. Come on, Mima. Well,
Washington football team.
Come on, Lou.
I'm going to go with the Panthers and Carolina. They got me
doing it now. I know that's right.
Man. There you go. Come on, Debo.
Debo's going with the Panthers.
Come on, Tang.
Carolina.
Reese.
Washington.
57.
I'm back.
What that mean?
Carolina.
Oh, Panthers.
You ain't watched the game this weekend?
I was going to say he did. Say, you just heard me say he did say that. My bad.
I never thought a Bama move would look like a Bama move when it was repeated. I stand corrected.
Ooh. Well, I didn't repeat it, so. Marcus.
You know what I'm
saying? Y'all funny as I don't know what, man. Look, I have to tell you, I think these jokers are taking the placebo, and I hate it. So I'm going with the Washington football team.
What?
Come on, Kale.
With the winner.
Oh.
Come on, man.
Ooh.
You know. Burgundy and gold.
Man. All right. What that going to matter next year, bro?
Uh-oh.
Hey, go. We ain't got time. Come on, keep it moving. Keep
okay.
Moving.
Okay. That's why we're going to go real quick. Okay, this is a division game, you guys.
Texans versus the Titans, and the Titans are at home for this game. Mm. Texans, Titans, division game. Come on, Kale, start us off.
I'm going with the Titans.
Come on, Tang.
I'm going with the Titans.
Reese.
Reese is going with the Titans.
57.
Titans.
Marcus.
T.C. Williams.
The Titans.
Gotcha. Come on, Lou.
Titans. Go ahead, Marcus.
Me, Ma.
Titans.
Devo.
He ain't answered yet. Come back to him.
He's the last one because we waiting on him to see if it's going to be a sweep.
Who we say? We said the Texans versus the Titans, Devo. Texans versus the Titans.
Division game.
Tennessee. We going with Tennessee.
Tennessee. That's another sweep, you guys. We got three sweeps so far. Let's keep it moving, you guys. 49ers versus the Jaguars. Jacksonville of Jaguars of Jacksonville. 49ers versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm going to go ahead and put my 49ers down here. I don't know about nobody else. Okay. We're going to keep it moving. How about you, Marcus?
Yeah, I'm going to go with your 49ers this
week. Go with the winner now. 57.
I'm going to go with the panty liners, too.
Oh, Lord.
She was about to call you 47.
Yeah, she was. Extra shit.
Hey, 57.
Come on, y'all. Let's roll. Let's roll, y'all.
I hear you.
Thank you, Kale. Thank you, Kale. Come on, Reese.
Yeah. Reese is going with the 49.
Come on, Tang.
Going with the 49ers.
Kale.
49ers.
With you, baby.
No.
49ers against two. Who are the 49ers playing against?
Jay.
49ers versus the Jaguars.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the 49ers.
Come on, Mima.
49ers.
Debo.
That's a good stuff.
What did Debo say?
San Francisco, 49.
Oh, I got you. Okay, you guys. Let's keep it moving, you guys. This is another division game. Dolphins versus, that's another sweep, you guys. So after four, that's another sweep. So the next one we have is Dolphins versus the Jets. Dolphins versus the Jets. Start us off, Mima.
The Dolphins.
Come on, Lou.
Jets.
Come on, Debo.
Debo is going Miami. Dolphins.
Come on, Marcus.
I'm going with the Dolphins.
Come on, 57.
Jet.
Come on, Reese.
Reese is going with the Dolphins.
Come on, Kang.
Going with the Jets.
Come on, Cam.
Dolphins. Somebody in the grocery store.
That'd be me, bro.
Not me. Not me.
Mute that jump for me, Marcus. Until we call your name. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, sis.
All right, okay. So that's kind of split half and half, half and half on that one. Half Jets, half Dolphins. So that's cool. All right. Come on, you guys. We got the next one is Saints versus the Eagles. This should be a good game. Saints versus the Eagles, you guys. Saints versus the Eagles. Start us off, 57.
Eagles.
Come on, Reese.
Reese is going Eagles.
Come on, Tang.
They playing in Philadelphia. I'm going with Eagles regardless. Don't make a difference. Eagles.
Yeah, they playing in Philly. Come on, Kale.
Eagles.
Damn, I'm going to hurt your chest to say that. I'm going Eagles. Come on, Marcus.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
All right. I know that's right. Come on, Lou.
I'll go with the Saints.
Come on, Mima.
I'm going with the Eagles.
Debo.
Eagles.
All right. We're moving right along, you guys. We are moving right along. This little train is just moving. Bengals versus the Raiders. Bengals versus the Raiders. Las Vegas Raiders. And that is where you're playing this game, in Las Vegas. Bengals versus the Raiders. Start us out, Marcus.
Bengals.
Come on, 57.
Bengals.
Come on, Reese.
I can leave her down there. Bengals.
Come on, Tang. Come on, Kale.
Just remember, Ray. Tang, you forgot your name, bro.
Right. I just kept on going. Come on, Lou.
Raiders.
Come on, Mima.
Raiders.
Diva.
Bengals.
I'm going Raiders.
Hey, Chris, this Kale picked the Raiders, right?
Kale picked the Raiders.
Okay. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Cowboys versus the Chiefs is the next one up. Cowboys versus the Chiefs, you guys. Cowboys versus the Chiefs. And we're going to start with 57.
The Chiefs. No, where they playing? Where they playing?
Chiefs are at home.
Chiefs.
Come on, Reese.
Chiefs. Reese said Chiefs.
Yeah, it sounded like you really wanted to say Cowboys.
Oh, Marcus. Lord. Come on. Nah. Come on, Marcus.
I'm going with the Cowboys.
Hey, Mark. I'm going to call you.
Yes, sir.
57. It don't make a difference who we playing that. True to that blue, baby. Cowboy Nation.
Hey, I'm going to help you, sir.
Come on, Cam.
G.
Supposed to be a total eclipse Sunday, man. Y'all
did you say D? You ain't want to say the name.
I'm
Did he say
Cowboys.
D?
I'm going Cowboys. Come on, Lou. Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Come on, Mima.
Chiefs.
Come, Diva.
Kansas City.
All right, you guys. Coming down to it. This is a division game right here. This is, should be a great game. I don't know how great, but it normally is. Cardinals versus the Seahawks. Cardinals versus the Seahawks, and Russell Wilson should be playing. He should be back.
This is Sunday night. This is Sunday night game, right?
No. No. Mm-mm. Well, it's a Sunday game, but it's not the Sunday night game. It's a Sunday evening game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson was back last week.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
I'm just letting people know that he's still here and he's playing. You guys, Cardinals versus Seahawks. Tank, start us out. Take stuff off mute.
Oh.
Seahawks. I'm going with the Seahawks.
Okay. Come on, 57.
Cardinals.
Come on, Marcus.
Seahawks. I was hoping somebody took that bait. Seahawks.
Come on, Reed. Give me yours, kid. Why are you waiting for Reese?
He's going Seahawks. Reese is going Seahawks. I'm going Seahawks and Debo, of course, Seattle. Seahawks. I'm sorry, Reese going Cardinals. Okay, my bad. He's going Cardinals. C-A-R-D.
Lord, you're going to get punched over there. Come on, Lou.
I mean, she the one wrote with her damn feet. I'm just trying to keep up with it.
That with her feet, though. Come on, Lou. I can't go back.
Okay, where were we?
No wonder she ain't won the
pool. I'm
going to
go with the Cardinals.
Come on, Mima.
Cardinals.
Debo, and of course, it's a Hawk.
Yep.
Okay, you guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. The number here is 563-999-3782. Please, we'll be right back.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me.
Back up off the wall.
Yeah.
I feel like doing
the hustle. Back off the wall.
I feel like doing the hustle over here. Go ahead.
Let me just keep it moving, y'all, before he bust out and dance. Steelers versus the Chargers. This is a Sunday night game. This is a Sunday night football game for all us fans out here. Steelers versus the Chargers. Come on, Kel, start us out.
I'm going with the Chargers.
All righty. Come on, Tang.
Who the Chargers playing?
Pittsburgh.
I'm going with Pittsburgh.
With an S. You know, Bird.
Going with Pittsburgh.
Okay. Come on, Miss Reese.
He's going with Pittsburgh.
Come on, 57.
Pittsburgh.
Come on, Marcus.
Chargers. Y'all really taking that bait this week, man. Y'all ain't doing no homework.
Come on, Mima.
Chargers.
I did, Marcus, but I got to go with my boys, man.
I know.
Come on, Lou.
Oh, Lou hung up. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Up.
Come on, Debo.
Debo is going with the Chargers.
I don't think Ben playing.
Debo said they just tied with Detroit.
I tell him I ain't laughing at the Seahawks. I ain't laughing at the Seahawks yet.
Okay. Giants versus the Bucks, you guys. Let's go with the Giants versus the Bucks. Giants versus the Bucks, and the Bucks are at home. Bucks are at home.
And we need a score. We need who's winning and the score. It's Monday
night. We need who's winning and the score, you guys. Who's winning and the score? Come on, Mima.
Debo
Tampa Bay 27-21.
27-21. What Debo going? Because he over there talking. Giants Bucks. What's the score?
He ain't put it in yet. He's still arguing with 57.
Yeah.
We'll come back to that.
Reese
picked the Bucks 45-21. Wow.
Woo. Wow.
Yeah, you say they're going to be strong.
Tom Brady going to rug out.
Come on, 57.
Tom Brady, man. 31-10. Tampa Bay, I'm sorry.
Come on, Tang.
Going with the Buck. 38-13.
Woo. Come on, Kale.
I'm going with the Buck. 24-10.
Come on, Marcus.
Bucks 26, Giants 20.
I'm going Bucks, and I'm going
30-13. Debo got the Bucks.
24-14. All right, guys.
Hey, real quick, 57, Debo said they should have gave y'all two losses for that tie last week.
Don't worry, they gave him one for it. Tell them they gave him one for it.
Yeah, they do.
Is the quarterback finger okay yet? That's all y'all need? A quarterback with a good finger?
Oh, my God.
Sam Great Donald fingers. Out there, he got a good finger.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you guys, and that concludes Mrs. T's pick. All of the picks are in. You guys know if you guys don't have the money in by 7 p.m., you will not be participating in the pool. You'll just be participating in playing the picks. That will be it. If anybody need my cash app, just let me know. I'll slide that out there to you. And it should be posted.
Go ahead, give it to him, please.
The cash app is $MAMABOSS. And the number 5. That is my cash app. If anybody needs it, just let me know, and I'll repeat it.
Or
but the picks for week 11 are in. I'm sorry.
You can get in touch with as well. You can get in touch with me as well.
553-999-3782.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. I'm sorry, y'all. I was caught up in that joke. Who did you say I just lied? Yeah. Go ahead, Christine. Go ahead, Christine. Yeah. I remember some patty. All right, y'all. This is the time. Any games y'all want to discuss, you know, what y'all think will be a good game? You know what? I'll start it out. I think this Cowboys and Chiefs game is going to be very interesting because, and trust me, I'm pulling the sticker brides out of my mouth as I say this, but the Chiefs really haven't been able to perform to the norm with any team that has any type of defense. And that's one thing I will give the Cowboys credit for this season. They have a pretty good defense. They're a darn good defense, to be exact. So I think that game between the Chiefs and the Cowboys is going to be a peek into things to come. Anybody else? Everybody don't speak at once, man.
I think you're right. That's gonna be a must watch game. That's gonna be a good game this weekend. Because the Chiefs, they seem like they woke up last week. Everything was clicking for them. So I'm hoping that they come out there and get their best shot.
And my second must watch is going to be the Chargers and the Steelers, especially if Big Ben plays. If Big Ben the Chargers started out hot this year. They really started out hot this year. So will they be able to keep it going, or was that just an anomaly of who they are? You know what I mean? I expect big things from Herbert. I really do. I like the young man. You know, and I like the Chargers' defense as well. It's a very aggressive D, and they believe in keeping that pressure on. So it's going to be good to see exactly how Pittsburgh deal with this Chargers team.
Hey, well, I believe that Washington and that Carolina game will be good too because Cam ain't. Mr. Riverboat Ron, they want to stick it to each other, man. Believe that.
Exactly.
That's gonna be a good game.
Yep. And who better to know their son than their daddy?
Oh man.
That was a good one.
So Ron is Cam's daddy, man. Doesn't he? I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that, man.
Hey, uncle or son.
That's his adopted son.
Oh, man.
He's something.
I, you know what? I expect the 49ers to walk all over the Jags. The Dolphins and the Jets, because it's a division game, that might be a little, you know, a one to watch. The Bucs are going to dismantle the Giants. It's not the same old Giants team with Eli going against Tom. So I really think that the Bucs are going to dismantle those guys. The Ravens, Bears, I believe, are going to put up a game, some type of game, but I expect the Ravens to be all over them. And the Saints, the fact that they don't have a quarterback for real. It's funny how we all were skeptical with Jameis Winston, and now that he's gone, you know, it's like, I don't know.
They can't win without it.
Exactly.
Hey, Kevin.
Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead.
I was in the store, so I didn't want y'all to hear all my background noise and stuff, man. But look, when you was talking about the Dallas game, man, the Dallas Cowboy game versus the Chiefs, man, you gotta think about the Chiefs. They have not played well. See, people figured out the Chiefs. They can't handle the pressure. If you dig up in that boy, if you in his face the whole time, he don't do right. He can only get the ball out in a certain amount of time. If you don't give him that amount of time, man, and look, you already know how I feel about Dallas. But I have to be real. Their pass rush is pretty good. They gonna beat
them. That's what I just said. That's what I just said. But I can't pick Dallas. Sorry, I just can't. You know.
Hey, but Kel, you screamed at me when I picked him. You was like, oh, hey, man. I heard you. You like, man, I'm going to talk to you when it's over.
Yeah, man, because I need you to ride with me, dog. I need a ride at that, dog.
Hey, you know, but when it comes to, but no, we bet, you say for fun, we bet money.
Man,
right.
I'm like DMX, man. I'm like DMX, where my dog's at. Get out of here.
You be getting so close, though. You be getting so close, though. You got to start picking them because you be close sometimes.
Yeah.
And only if you would have picked them, you would have won.
Boy, y'all ain't figured me out yet, man. Y'all ain't figured me out yet. It's just about fun. It's the fun and the talk and the back and forth with everybody. It's really ain't about, I work to earn, you know what I mean? And that tie between 57 and I, that was cool, you know, talked a little trash, talked good, played Rocky and all that. But I work to have to make money. And the money that I have my fun with it. It's just,
we pretty much figured that from your picks, Kale. We pretty much figured that from your picks that you really didn't care about the money.
You know what? We'll figure it out.
Every week you be like, man, I'm telling you, man, this week, man, I'm going to study. I ain't playing, man.
Right.
It don't matter how much you study. If you picking three teams with your heart, that's three teams with your heart.
Hey.
I'm surprised.
So you think I picked the Eagles this week? I picked the Eagles.
I didn't pick the Giants.
Yeah, well, you know. I like their quarterback.
Mm-mm.
You know. Yeah, I like their quarterback. You know. Shut up, 57. You know what I mean? Get you a quarterback.
Hey,
man.
Hey,
get
look.
Get you a quarterback.
You start saying shut up instead of mute.
Hey, in all honesty, I felt bad when I muted you earlier. I felt bad. I hate muting people. I really, truly do. That's one of my favorite things.
I love you, bro. I ain't mad at you.
Hey, man. Hey, man. You know what? Take that love and shove it, boy. We on the air.
Hey, that's all right, boy.
57.
Yo.
Hey, Kim. Hey, what? Hey, you know,
yeah.
you you know, I heard it through the grapevine that it's a possibility that our trash that became their treasure might play next this week.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, he might got a chance to play.
Yeah,
hey, you been talking about that 57. What's up?
Hey, man, I figured eventually one of y'all was going to bring it up.
Oh,
I didn't know. I didn't think it was going to be Marcus.
Pay attention, man. I know. Hey, he knows his enemy.
Yeah, I just knew eventually somebody was going to bring it up. And I thought you was going to bring it up, Kel. But I should have known it was going to be Marcus.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't following Haskins no more, you know. That's your play.
Yep.
I
well, see, that's why, Kel, that's why you
that
think the pool. Because you don't follow
that's
football. You just follow the Washington football team. Follow football.
Well,
you might win the pool next week.
And I enjoy football and follow Washington. Or what? You know what I mean? And I expect, you know what? It's my fault. It's my fault for expecting you to be like Kane, who reports all about his team, Treat, who reports all about her team, Lou. You know, I expected you to be a real football fan. That's all. My fault. My bad.
I'm a real football fan. I'm a fan of my team. What am I supposed to do, call you and say, hey, man, they shot. Look, they was hunting rabbits last night. We got shot. No, I ain't going to say that.
Man, but that's
crazy.
What happened.
You're crazy.
That's what happened with Ben.
Your team got shot. All your quarterbacks.
Wait, if he does come out there.
Hey, look.
They look like Swiss cheese.
Out there trying to, Haskins going to be out there trying to tip the cheerleaders. Watch what I tell you.
As long as you don't take any pictures on the sideline, we good. We good.
You know
what? If he take a picture, what you gonna do? You gonna be mad?
I'm gonna tell you. Haskins gonna get on the field and telegraph every shot, every daggone throw he makes. He gonna look him
well,
down.
You know
down
what?
Down
you know what? No, Marcus.
I hope he don't do that.
He's not gonna do that, Marcus. We ain't gonna put that bad bone on that young man like that. I hope that he is.
Gonna be all right.
I'm serious. Yes, I am. Why wouldn't I want to see a young black man? And you know what, y'all? It's a question I wanted to ask y'all. And I read today that a movie is being made about a quarterback. I forgot who the quarterback was, but they were asking. Who should the next movie be made about? I said, Mima, you're going to love this, Doug Williams, no question. Yeah, no question, because his Super Bowl victory was history, you know, and I don't care how many football-like episodes I watch, it seems like the NFL Network just leaves a little bit out of the story when it's Doug Williams, you know, I want to see a movie. I want to see it all. Is there anybody that you guys would like to see a movie made about?
I just want to speak on that Doug Williams situation. It ain't gonna be no Doug Williams movie until Doug Williams step up and make his own movie, because they ain't gonna do it the right way. And he got to be boisterous. And that's not the type of guy he is, so you don't think you're going to never see
it. Yeah.
Hey, Doug Williams.
I love
after
Doug
he won
Williams,
the Super Bowl.
Man.
Well, I don't know, y'all, because we're in that Black Power, Black Lives Matter phase of things right now. So, I mean, a movie might be made about Doug Williams.
It's going to be somebody else.
Some star with a whole lot of money, you don't have to make the movie.
Yeah, and the reason why I'm saying it, because you said you wanted to see everything. We're not going to see everything until he make the movie like Jordan did his thing. He's going to have to make his own thing.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If somebody else just come along and do it, he's going to agree with some stuff.
Because that's not Doug, man. Doug, he ain't tripping off of that. I really don't think he is.
Yeah. That's why he ended up here in D.C. With Joe Gibbs, because he was such a quiet guy and he went about doing his job. You know,
Doug is a good
untold story that should be told.
Exactly.
But I think Tang is right too. It's gonna take somebody with some money, like a you know, I'm just throwing a name out there, Eddie Murphy, somebody up there, say, hey, you know what? I like to see this story, like, you know, to get it told, or he do it with his own money.
Kevin Durant be doing short movies and stuff like that, so we may can get him to do it.
Yeah, you know, somebody like that.
Exactly. You might can get KD to do it.
Well, you know what? KD has renounced everything DC, so yeah. Sit on your hands and wait for that.
What you mean?
They got money involved. People move when they say money.
I'm going to say this. The way, the direction that this Wizards team is going in now, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see KD as a part of
it. I was just getting ready to ask you that. What would you do? Would you be all right with that if KD came to us after this contract was over with the Nets?
I would. Coming home.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he coming home still at the right time. He ain't wait till he get old to just come here and retire or nothing like that.
And people don't say. I live over here in Sea Pleasant. Every year he has a parade over here since he won that title.
Right.
He had one last year.
Right.
He had one this year. He runs through here every year. So I don't think he gave up, but being a basketball player of his stature here in his hometown, it'd be too hard for him, man. When you watch that last dance, them guys said at home, they didn't get no rest at all because everybody was at them. They couldn't wait to go out on the road to play.
He'll be on the road 43 times. He'll be on the road 42 times.
So you're 42 times, ain't it? I know that's right.
You know? Dude.
You ain't lying.
It's beyond time for you to show some love to your home, man. You know what I mean?
He's
going to win another title before he come home.
I don't think so.
I think if he wins another title,
it's going to be because he came home.
Because
it definitely ain't going to happen with the Nets this year. And how many more years do we have with them anyway?
I don't even know.
Please look that up real quick for me.
This is third year. He only did 3 years, right?
No, I think it was five.
I don't know.
They ain't taking five right now.
KD has become an I man. Like, it's all about me, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's how he talk now. I don't want that kind of person on my team.
KD went to Golden State. He ain't that KD no more. Mm-mm.
But he still know he need a team around him to be, you know, to do what he got to do. And I think, I mean, that's why he didn't come to the Bullets when he didn't come, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. If he would have came here then, we still wouldn't have won nothing with him yet. And they wouldn't have had enough money at the time to do it because we would have had him, John Wall, and Bradley Beal on the team, man.
We don't need KD now, bro. We don't need him.
I didn't say we did.
My bad. I'm just saying,
but to me, all we need is the
team we got and another player.
That's the player. See, I was getting ready to say, when we get to where we get to this year, and we're going to be like, man, we got to get over that hump, that's that other player you talking about is KD. And that'll be sweet.
I'm kind of with Marcus, man. I don't even know if we want KD here with us now.
The deal is for 4 years, and it was worth $198 million, according to ESPN, Andrew Jaworski. Durant is expected to decline his player option for the 22-23 season.
Exactly.
So his new extension will start after the upcoming 21-22 season.
Yeah,
so
he's going somewhere.
He can do whatever he wants.
Exactly. He's going somewhere else. I'm telling you.
But can I ask a quick question, sis?
Yeah.
Of everybody? Crawford and Porter this weekend. Who y'all taking?
Oh, yeah.
Terrence Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with Crawford. Okay.
Crawford look good. Yep.
I'm going with Crawford all day.
See, the thing about Crawford, I'm gonna tell y'all about Terrence Crawford, right? If you watch Terrence Crawford's opponents, right? Terrence Crawford don't really fight nobody, bro. This ain't Porter is good, but he's like a good spar partner. Like he the guy that they didn't spar before. he's what you call a you get him just to get another win to stay relevant. Terrence Crawford is about to have to fight somebody. And when he do, he's going to lose. Terrence Crawford is one of those people that I like his story, but I don't – I like when he in the ring, but I be going the other way when he fights because I want somebody to put him in his place. Because when you do this kind of stuff, when you fight rookie pools and all that, it's not the marks of a champion that's holding a title where he is in his career. He shouldn't be fighting no rookie pools.
Yeah.
Right.
You're absolutely right about that. He's supposed to be fighting all the top notches right now.
Yeah, he plays on the stage.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what you about to say, Pretty Sam?
No, I was about to say, you don't think Porter got it anymore, or you just think he's just a good sparring partner now? That's what you're saying?
No, Porter, I'm telling you, Porter give you a good fight because he stay in your face. He don't back off. He's right there in the phone booth with you. And the Bama got a hard head. You know, it's like hitting a crackhead or something, man. You can't, like, bruh. That Bama got I'm telling you, it's like a RoboCop. He just keep coming. You know what I'm saying? But he going to make the fight look good because of that fight. But I'm telling you, Terrence Crawford going to knock him out because of that. Because he's going to keep coming. And I'm telling you what's going to put him to sleep, an uppercut. He's going to put that boy to sleep, an uppercut. He's going to set him up. He's going to set him up and hit either a check hook, which is like an uppercut, or uppercut.
Night night is the operative word here because once again y'all have shown us we need more than 2 hours at this thing here called Tales Callers. I'm trying to tell you hey Marcus, we gonna all put our money on Crawford because you said so. So I'm with that whole party. Lady T.
What's happening?
It's all on you, baby girl. It's all on you, baby
man,
girl.
Man, it's that time again. Oh, my goodness, you guys. This is our Friday, even though we know it's Thursday. This is our Friday, so we want to make sure your weekend is full with all kinds of sports and everything. So we love you guys, and thanks for supporting us. Kale and Miss T would like to say thank you to everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. We really do. We want to just say thank you so much from the bottom of our heart. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Kale and I are always here. We're here every Tuesday and Thursday from the hours of 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can also follow us on Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and Facebook at Kale's Corner. And also you guys can follow us on blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean. We love you guys. Please follow us on all of our platforms. We love you. We got so much more to give. So enjoy your weekend, and we love you guys. So stay safe. Thank you.
Hey, you know what? Real quick, let me say this, man. You know, Tree tells you all that we love you and we appreciate you guys, but I really want you guys to know, you know, I was sitting here thinking while we was on air how we all, 2 hours, are in each other's lives and conversating and laughing and having fun. And I realized that this show is what it is because you all are who you are. And we can't thank you enough, man. We cannot thank you enough. And I really appreciate you guys taking my dream, Treefer's dream, and making it more than we could hope for so early. So with that being said, we'll check out Tuesday. Enjoy the football. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the fight. Enjoy your family. And peace and love to everyone. We'll catch y'all on Tuesday, man.